Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Donald Trump just said it out loud. I want to show you all the exact moment that the President of the United States, for the first time in U.S. history, says, quote, many people say that we need a dictator. This all happened in the Oval Office, which is supposed to be a beacon of freedom and democracy across the globe, but Trump is turning the Oval Office into a joke. He is degrading the very Constitution that dozens of presidents have done their best to uphold. Dozens of presidents have done their best to protect this American experiment, and Donald Trump is doing every single thing he can do to tear it down. And to the Trump supporters who are watching this and who are thinking, oh, he must have been trolling when he's saying this stuff, this is not a troll. You don't joke about being a dictator in the Oval Office. And I want to break down very concisely why Trump has taken the exact steps to enact this authoritarian, you know, mode of government that he really wants. He then says in this clip, I don't want to be a dictator. But he's lying, and I'll explain exactly how he's lying in just 1 second. Now, the clip begins with him talking about my home city of Chicago. I grew up in Northwest Indiana, but I work and I live in Chicago. I have for a few years since I dropped out of college. And I just want to say, Chicago's not going to stand up for this BS. We are a true beacon of diversity, a beacon of freedom, and the people of Chicago don't want Trump's ass here. We ran him out back in 2016, and once again, we will do it if we need. So let me start off with this clip, and then we'll break down everything.
It would be good to work together. So I'm thinking about, you know, when I have some slob like Pritzker criticizing us before we even go there, I made the statement that next should be Chicago, because as you all know, Chicago's a killing field right now, and they don't acknowledge it. And they say, we don't need him. Freedom, freedom. He's a dictator. He's a dictator. A lot of people are saying, maybe we like a dictator. I don't like a dictator. I'm not a dictator. I'm a man with great common sense, and I'm a smart person.
How do you sit there and say, many people say that we may need a dictator? You are using democratic justifications for your consolidation of power. Then Trump claims, I'm not a dictator, but let's just refute that very, very quickly. Only a dictator would refuse to accept election results, spread a lie about election fraud, and then try to storm the Capitol. Only a dictator would try to end birthright citizenship via executive order on his first day in office. Only a dictator would then begin to raid the houses of former people who worked for him, who are just criticizing him, all while weaponizing lawsuits against multiple universities, including Harvard. I don't even mean to wear this, but he's sued Harvard. Tried to sue Columbia. He sues multiple universities and media companies and law firms while using the Department of Justice as a personal shield from Epstein criticisms while saying that he might arrest Obama. Did I even talk about him deporting people with absolutely zero due process while tweeting out that if you burn the American flag, you should be arrested? By the way, the First Amendment says that we can burn whatever the hell flag we want without being arrested. His January 6th rhetoric was insane, but his rhetoric after that only got worse. He's called all of these rioters and all of these traitors, quote-unquote, hostages or patriots. He does all of this while praising Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and Kim Jong-un and wraps it up in this nice bow of talking about 2028, 2032, and serving until he dies. So yeah, you can sit here and claim you don't want to be a dictator, but we're not going to believe that, Donald Trump. Every single action that you've taken since you've risen to power back in 2012 by saying that President Obama wasn't born in America, remember, that was Trump's claim to fame in American politics. Everything he's done since then has divided the American people through election fraud lies, through nicknames. Nobody called anyone nicknames until Trump started doing that. He called to lock up Hillary, lock her up multiple times. And after he committed a slew of crimes and we actually, you know, tried to hold him accountable through democratic legal means, he cries and shits himself and pisses himself and says that we're targeting him. I'm so sick of this authoritarian douchebag ruining our country and then gaslighting us. Sorry for getting slightly angry this early in the morning, but I think it's justified when Trump tries to gaslight us so hard. Now, let's watch this clip of him talking about crime in DC, but let me just preempt this by saying he's using dictator methods to achieve dictator-like results. So when he says there is no crime in DC, and then Republicans say there is nobody coming over the border, there is no tourism, these aren't good things. You know what other country has no tourism, no crime, and no one coming over the border? Is North Korea. We are slowly turning into a North Korea style of ruling because Trump wants to claim that we're being run over by immigrants or whatever, overrun by immigrants, whatever his argument is. So when he says there's no crime in DC, that's because he mobilized the effing military. Nobody's going out anymore. Restaurant usage has dropped 40%. People going out to clubs has dropped 20%. If you mobilize the military, as it turns out, people just don't go out anymore. And when people don't interact with each other, it turns out crime drops.
Of illegal firearms, there have been zero murders. It sounds sort of terrible to say. It's embarrassing. I did this over the weekend. I'm making a speech, and I acted like I was so proud. As I said, we've had zero murders in the last week. And some of these people were from foreign countries. They said, that doesn't sound so good. And I said, well, it doesn't sound good, but Washington was the most dangerous place in this country. And now, you know what? It's probably the safest place in our country. Everyone's starting to come here.
Here's me debunking that exact same thing on CNN.
I don't care what they think. I mean, these are the same people who elected the mayor and city council that ran the city's public safety into the ground in the first place.
You don't care what the residents...
They don't know what's good for them.
You don't care what the residents of D.C. think.
I do not. I do not care one bit.
Here are the facts. When you ask the residents that Trump is claiming to help, they say that they oppose it at a 79% rate. 61% of them feel less safe. When you ask them what they care about the most, it's not homicides. It's not carjackings. It's Trump's occupation of D.C. So the question then becomes, who are we helping here? Who are we helping here? The idea that public policy isn't meant to serve the public in D.C. is absolutely absurd when Trump was claiming he was helping the public. So the question that I then want to ask is, why don't we mobilize the National Guard to the 8 out of 10 red states that are the highest homicide states? If this decreases crime and that's sufficient enough to mobilize the National Guard against the explicit will of the people of D.C., why is the National Guard not marching through the streets?
Let me play you one final clip of Trump talking about Biden's pardons, the people that Biden intentionally pardoned, and saying it seems like they're worthless. To all the people who said that Biden should never have pardoned anybody, that we shouldn't have broken those norms, how do you feel now? I always say that norms in a democracy work like consent. There needs to be two parties. You can't have meaningful consent if only one party is engaging, and you can't have meaningful norms if only one party is engaging in those norms. So when Donald Trump is attacking political opponents, running on the idea of attacking political opponents, and Republicans are investigating Hunter Biden, it's totally justified to pardon people.
About nothing. That means that all those pardons that he gave to some very bad people, very unpatriotic people, very evil people, it looks to me like those pardons are worthless. Because, number one, you shouldn't use an auto pen, very specifically. But if you do, it has to be a very good reason. And they have to know that the president wanted it. The president didn't want this. The president didn't know he was alive, okay? He never approved any of this stuff. He wasn't for open borders and all the other things. He was never for open borders. I've known Biden a long time. He was never very sharp.
So he's making the argument that Biden wasn't actually controlling his own presidency, which is funny because Will Scharf, the man standing to the left of him, can be seen in many clips almost every single day just handing Trump executive orders. And Trump will oftentimes go, well, what's in this one? And Scharf will just explain it to him in a sentence or two, and Trump just hopes that whatever he's signing is what he's actually signing. This is all authoritarian BS. Trump attacks Biden for using an auto pen, which can just recreate your signature, but Trump uses that as well. He's trying to use that as a pretext to nullify the Biden pardons. And after nullifying the Biden pardons, he wants to attack the people that Biden tried to protect. I'm going to leave it there. It's all a blatant authoritarian act. And if you appreciate the work that we do on this channel to push back, all that I ask is that you scroll down, double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We are now aiming for 2 million followers because of you all. Love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.